Sotapar Kemishnehe. Bo Biyom Darsh Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanus. That day, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanus darshened. Lo Avad Iyov as HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Mi'ava. Iyov served HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Ava. Not through Yira, not through fear, or not because he wanted to get something out of it. Rather, he wanted Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's willing to give up his life just for Dveikus, whether or not he would have tsar or be killed. Shenemar Hein Yikdeleni Lo Ayachel. And the way that that would read is that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would kill him, he still would continue to yearn for him. Vadayin Adavar Shakol, but still not so clear, it can go either way. Lo ani mitzapa, o eini mitzapa. Sometimes, lo is interchangeable, the vav and the aleph. So it could mean lo ayachel with an aleph. Not that I will yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe it means lo ayachel, that if Hashem kills me, Iyov is saying, then he won't yearn for him anymore. Talmud loymar, ad egva loy osir tumasi mimeni. The other pasuk teaches us, there Iyov says that until he dies, he will never lose his tmimus. And here, like the Mefarshim point out, you can't learn that lo is with a vav here. It's just not mashman the pasuk that way. So obviously, we see that Iyov is saying that no matter what, he wants to be tamim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malamed shemi'ava also. Therefore, we see that everything that Iyov did was me'ava. This was darshan by Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanus. It's machlok zushanim whose Talmud he was. According to some, he was Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Stam Yosh Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanus was a Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. In other words, he was a contemporary of Rabbi Akiva. He was one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua about his Talmud, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanus, Miyugala offer me nechor biyachon ben Zakkai. If only somebody would reveal the dirt from your eyes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. In other words, I wish you would be alive to see this. Shahisa Dairish Kol Yamecha, because you used to darshan Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai all your days. Shalai Avar Iyov es Hamakom El Meyira. That Iyov only served HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meyira, for fear. Shenemar Ish Tam V'yasher Yirei Elokim V'sar Meira. Falo Yeshua Talmid Talmidcha Limit Shemi'ava Asa. But now Rabbi Yeshua, the Talmud of your Talmud, taught us from these psukim that we just said, that he served me Ava. Aye, so what does it mean when it says Yirei Elokim? Sounds like he feared Hashem, but he didn't love Hashem. So the teretz is that the Braisa learns that this Yira is Yira that comes from Ava. That there's a higher level of Yira that comes from Avas Hashem. Yiras Aremimus, Yiras Chet, the higher level. So what's interesting is here, Rabbi Yeshua called his other Talmud, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanus, Talmud Talmidcha. But Rabbi Kiva he just called Talmidcha. So the Rambam learns, the reason is because due to the kavod of Rabbi Akiva, even though they both were not direct Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, because the kavod of Rabbi Akiva was just called the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He didn't even include himself in the chain, because the kavod of Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanus, he said the emes. The emes is, he's a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud, because who's the other Talmud? That's him, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, and then Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanus, so it's a Talmud Talmidecha. Rashi learns that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanus was actually a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So that's why he said Talmud Talmidcha, because he also was referring to Rabbi Akiva as Talmidcha here as well. And that's why it's a double Lashon.